Well, good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. Shortly before we started singing, I tapped Spencer on the shoulder. Didn't I? I said, Spencer, I just want to tell you something. I said, Jesus loves you and died for your sins. And he smiles at me and says, thank you. This time of confession is not really so much about your sins, but it's actually about Christ and his forgiveness of your sins. But I do want to talk about sin for a minute, because sin is very serious business. As Christians, we all know this, maybe from experience, but maybe we've also seen others to find this truth in them. As Christians, if we do not deal with sin in our lives, it will only lead to further problems and will lead to only further sin. That is how God deals with us individually, when we do not properly deal with those things in our lives called transgressions. That's why the verse in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1, is a very important exhortation for us. And there it says, lay aside sin, which so easily entangles us, because that's what sin does. But sin is serious business for another reason as well. And that is this: it's not only serious business for us individually, but it's also for us corporately, because sin is not something that is just has to do with isolated individuals. We are also part of communities of people. We are part of families. We are part of a church. We are part of businesses. We are part of other kinds of associations. We are part of a nation. And not only can our undealt with individual sins bring problems into our own lives, they can also have a bad effect on those we are in community with. So dealing with sin and taking sin seriously is not something just for you as an individual, but you need to understand it also affects those around you, and especially so those within Providence Church and in your family. The story I recalled when I thought about this was Exodus 34, where you know the story of Achan, that he stole things under the ban. And what happened? What happened? Well, what happened was that God brought his wrath against all the sons of Israel for Achan's, in particular, personal and family sin. He took some things under the ban, and because of this, Joshua 7:1 tells us, the anger of the Lord burned against the sons of Israel. Because of Achan, the anger of the Lord burned against the sons of Israel, and they went into battle, and did they win or lose? They lost, that's right. So here's my exhortation to us this morning. Keep your sins in check. Do not let sin get a hold on you. It will only lead to greater problems for you, and it will also lead to greater problems for those around you. Now, it may be the case that as an individual, you take time each day to confess your sins to the Lord and seek His mercy. But it's also good that we confess our sins together, because for many of us, we may not do this on our own and need to be reminded weekly to do this. This is part of the reason we give this opportunity in our service here, this time of confession of sin. So I want you to remember that sin is serious business. So let's confess our sins together. But as we do, remember that God is anxious to forgive us in Christ. Exodus 34, verse 6 says, the Lord, God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness and truth, who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgives iniquity, who forgives transgressions, and who forgives sins. So as you confess your sins, know that He is faithful and just to forgive you. Let's confess our sins. Lord, thank you this morning for reminding us of the seriousness of sin, both for us individually, but also the ramifications it can have on those around us who we love. We pray that you might forgive us of our sins now. Lord, we confess our individual sins to you. In particular, as fathers, we confess our sins because the Bible is very explicit that the sins of the fathers will be visited upon their children, upon their children's children, and their children's children's children. In other words, Lord, as fathers, we have an exceptional responsibility to keep our lives pure before you, because those that we love the most could become those that would receive judgment because of us. We pray that you might forgive us as fathers. Lord, pray that you would forgive our sins as a congregation for not being the people that you've called us to be. Pray that you would forgive us as a nation for turning our backs on you. Forgive the church for isolating the gospel to something very individualistic, that this has to do with me and Jesus, not realizing that, yes, Jesus is to be Lord of our individual lives, but the matter of the fact is that Jesus is Lord of the nations. And he requires and demands that our nation, from top to bottom, from left to right, in all areas, and everyone, to recognize him as the Lord, and the ruler, and the lawgiver, and the king. So Lord, forgive us. Now, Lord, thank you that we can come into your presence. Thank you for Jesus' blood. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for mercy. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.